Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm with Hewitt Tomlin. He's with Team Builder. Welcome, Hewitt, to our podcast, and it's great to finally get to talk to you and talk about your product.
Yeah, thank you, Ed, and let me welcome you here as a born and raised Tennessean. I'm back in my home state, and I'm excited about that, and it's been a great clinic so far.
Tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, well, we have a little bit of a different history as a company. We started out about 4 years ago, but we did not start out as a company. It was an internal project at the Johns Hopkins University to help our strength coach at the time be more efficient, with his basic daily logistics as a strength coach. After a couple of years, it grew in interest from other strength coaches just naturally by word of mouth, and that's when we decided to turn it into a company. That took place about 2 years ago.
All right, and then you've got this product, and it's called Team Builder. Watch the spell check. And first of all, tell us what Team Builder is and what does it do for us?
Yeah,
what can it do for a strength coach?
Well, let's say I'm at a dinner party and I get the same question from someone who's not in the strength industry, right? The way I basically explain it is this: well, let's say someone just tasked you with the responsibility of building a workout programming for everyone in this room. How would you do that technically? And, someone might say, well, like Google Docs or Excel. And I tell them, well, that's exactly what strength coaches have been doing for decades now. No different from what you just came up with here in a couple of seconds of me asking you. So, when we were talking to our coach and we asked him, what was a pain point that you wanted to solve? It was that programming on Excel for someone who was not an Excel wizard was not always the most convenient thing. And in this day and age with software, we were convinced that we could give it a go and build something that would make it more efficient for a coach to sit down in front of a computer and spend less time programming, but also build a higher quality workout for their athlete.
Okay, and is this product online? Is it offline or is it both?
It's online and offline, but it's primarily a software product. So a coach using a phone or a tablet or just a regular computer would log online onto an account just like he or she would their Facebook account. And then they access their Team Builder account and can start programming workouts. Now, athletes will receive the workout either on paper, because we can print these workouts out from our software, or they sometimes use their smartphones when they're not physically with the coach. And either they have internet access or they don't, but it doesn't matter because they do have their workout. It eliminates, on the athlete side, that tedious problem of maybe having to look after a paper packet all summer, which I don't know about you, but from my experience, was not always the most efficient way of going about it, because we, as humans, tend to lose paper packets.
Exactly. And your software is going to spit out this data, depending on where you're from, and it's going to give you information, you're going to be able to relay it to your coaches that are position coaches and head coaches and everything, and they're going to have a better capsule of what's going on down in the weight room.
Yeah, this data component is really what I'm interested in. Just to give you some background, when we started speaking to strength coaches early on, what we had found out was that coaches were not doing as much reporting and data-driven analysis as they would like to. Strength coaches, by nature, are highly educated, much more educated than the average person. They oftentimes have master's degrees, and they're very, very capable of running some analytics on their team with basic data sets. But they weren't doing it, and we found out that they weren't doing it because there wasn't an efficient way for them to gather all this data, right? It's a lot of data, a lot of people, and also synthesize it in a way that's easily readable. So what our goal is to do is to make reporting easy again. We want to make it easy to capture efficient reporting from athletes using their smartphones. We want to make it easy for coaches to simply run a report with all this data that's aggregated. So we do have a reporting component, but we always have these fundamentals that we stick to, which is, can we make it easy to capture data, accurate data? Can we make it easy for the strength coach to run these reports? Otherwise, we're not doing coaches any favors.
Okay, so if I'm a high school strength coach, I've got a football coach, I've got a volleyball coach, I've got all these different teams, girls basketball, track. Is this product that you have going to be able to segmentize and get this to these different types of coaches that are in that specific school?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, let me give you this example. The Division III strength coach is typically a one-man show. Maybe they're lucky enough to have some interns, but they're typically one person. But the Division III school may have more than 20 sports collectively. That's a lot of athletes to look after. Being one person in charge of that many athletes is a logistical challenge, no matter what you're doing. So inherently, our software had to make it easy for coaches to segment teams, to organize athletes, not only by team, but also by position group, because it's, you know, kind of a universal truth that if we can program more specific to an athlete, the more effective that workout program will be. So we were tasked with doing this. So it certainly is meant to organize large amounts of athletes if you're just a single user. Yeah.
Okay. And then, and being online, a coach could do this from the office, from the classroom, at home, on a phone, anywhere.
You know, if we were to pop out your laptop right now, we could build a workout for 100 athletes in less than 15 minutes. We have MLB strength coaches that are on buses and planes, and they have to pull out a tablet or even a smartphone and program a workout. It's just the nature of the business. So we make it so that a coach is enabled to program a workout anywhere, and it's still easy to do, no matter what device they're using or where they are. That's kind of the cornerstone of what we're doing.
And Hewitt, like you said, this your business has only been around less than 4 years, really. You've actually got some professional teams using this product already and some colleges.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because we never set out with the goal of getting professional teams and professional strength coaches. We don't necessarily believe that just because we work with the Golden State Warriors and they're really hot right now that we can get high school coaches to use Team Builder. That's just a silly way to sell not just our product, but any product. They just happen to be strength coaches that had the same problem as any other strength coach. They wanted to find a more efficient way to program and collect data. And it's no different at the level with the Golden State Warriors than it is for somebody who's programming for a high school like where we are now.
However, if they are using it, it must be something that they're considering it some sort of a product that's valuable to them, and it should be valuable to a lot of folks.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I am proud that the Golden State Warriors are, you know, the best team in probably any professional league and also using Team Builder. But again, it's, you know, every problem is different, every coach is different, and we listen to each one equally. I think that's a good way to go about it.
Is your product something that price-wise can handle, you know, going into the high school level market?
Yeah. You know, I think if we went and collected all the cash out of people's pockets in the room next door, that we could probably pay for Team Builder. You know, we kind of went in with the expectation that we'd be better off acquiring customers rather than going and acquiring cash, at least in the beginning of this, because we needed coaches to use it and give us feedback on how to make it better. So from the beginning, we've had a pretty low price point. Our highest plan, for instance, would only cost about $1,000 total for the year, and a coach can train up to 1,000 athletes on that. So relative to a lot of other costs, you know, $1,000 might be three pairs of shoulder pads. You know, it's a pretty low cost, and that's what strength and conditioning needs, because we're not at the point, obviously, where the budgets that strength and conditioning are huge. You know, of course, the Alabamas of the world and the USCs of the world have those budgets, but high school strength coaches need to exist, and we don't need to put pressure on their budgets, because what's important is that there is a strength coach.
Well, Hewitt, we have a very large viewing audience and listening audience for our podcasts, and if someone was out there, coach was really interested in finding out a lot more and wanted to really adapt this and get it rolling for them, how do they go about doing it? How do they go about getting in touch with you?
Yeah, you know, it's not much different from if you're interested in, you know, buying a new pair of sneakers online. You can maybe go to Google and type it in. If you want to Google Team Builder or just go to our website, you'll see the obvious buttons there where you can book a demo or start a free trial. If you do start a free trial, I'd recommend booking a demo. 15 minutes will walk you through the software. We don't believe in hard selling, you know, so we won't call you during the trial. We just might send you an email offering to do a demo. Feel free to go. Yeah, feel free to hop in there and just take a look at our website, teambuilder.com.
Hewitt Tomlin, he's the co-founder of Team Builder, and you can find him at teambuilder.com. And it's an exciting new product. Strength coaches are taking a serious look at this all over, and they're here at the strength and conditioning clinic down here in just outside of Nashville today at the Battleground Academy. And thanks for joining us today, Hewitt, with this ASAP podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do here. This has been great.